Who Sucks Less coming up at 4:30. In the meantime, it is National Pass Gas Day. A couple of headlines here. National Pass Gas Day. Kids don't find farts funny anymore.
What has happened to these kids?
They did a roundup of the top things kids did not find funny in 2025. And apparently farts are not funny anymore. Videos went viral in July where parents and teachers claimed that Gen Alpha kids don't laugh when someone cuts a loud fart, even if it's a wet one or a squeaker.
Even if it's a wet one, yes.
One video showed a mom asking her kid about it, and he was adamant no one in his class would laugh if he farted, even if it stunk. He informed her that farting is a normal thing that we do. And she agreed, because he's right. But she said everyone would have laughed when she was a kid. It is not clear why farts are not funny.
Now, what happened?
Anymore.
Are we raising serial killers?
Did you listen to that audio today?
Of?
Like the woman on TikTok that posted it?
No.
Basically, the kid just seems smarter. It's a little kid, but he's like, it's a natural thing. And she was like, yeah, but we used to laugh. And he's like, I don't know. It just happens naturally. We don't laugh anymore.
Wow. Okay. Wow. Come on, kids. Lighten up, man.
Here's another one. Maryland caregiver caught on camera hitting a man who allegedly farted in his face. The government ordered a Maryland man to serve 6 months in jail for abuse of a vulnerable adult. A judge did suspend the full sentence, though, and placed him on probation for over a year. The charges, and this is according to Jeannie Peril, charges stem from November 2023, where Fuzing Mabord reportedly hit a victim who was in his care multiple times. The sister of the victim had cameras installed, which caught Mabord striking the vulnerable man on the back while cleaning him. When asked why he hit him, he said the victim passed gas in his face, and he threatened to do it again if the victim kept going.
Damn.
Here's another one. Woman said she had a 7-year infection after her ex farted in her face.
I remember this
story.
We
brought you that story probably a month or so ago.
And you know what the worst part is? They're not still together.
No. She sleeps under the covers. Mm-hmm. And he kept basically, you know, just Dutch ovening her.
Yeah.
To the point where she got sick. She got an E. coli, fecal oral transmission disease. When bacteria from poop that's too small to see make its way into a person's mouth and digestive tract.
Mm.
Typically, it will cause you to have diarrhea and stomach pain. There was a third video that they put out and revealed that her prescribed antibiotics weren't healing her sinus infection. Now she's going to go under surgery because of what happened when she was breathing the farts through her nose.
God, man.
They're going to use general anesthesia to go up there and physically scrape off where the bacteria has been, really wash it out, and get all of the infected tissue out of there from her boyfriend's farts. And I'm not sure if they're together or not.
No, they have since moved on. And that's the thing. She's like, I dated this guy 7 years ago. It is 7 years later. I'm still dealing with this thing.
Yeah, she. This is a 7-year infection that this woman is going from.
Yeah, think about that.
7 years. How does that get in your sinuses unless you have a boyfriend who farts disgustingly and you're forced to inhale it because you're immobile after ankle surgery and you sleep with the covers over your head? Our question in honor of National Pass Gas Day, tell us about the epic fart. 206-803-ROCK.
Hello, Bo. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola.
Hola.
I got a real quick one for you. I was about 13. And I was on crutches, and my brother was home on leave, and we had to go to a Radio Shack. So I'm trying to keep up with him, and all of a sudden, I got hit with this stench that was just horrible. So I get up there, and I looked at him. I said, did you S your pants, you know? And he just kind of smiled. So we're trying to hurry up and get out of Radio Shack. We were at the back of the store. Well, we get up to the front and we're paying, and the manager is standing there, and he says to one of the employees, says, "My God, open that door! Somebody S'd their pants." And my brother just kind of smiling, you know, and I'm just like, "My God,
that's a
you know, he's that way."
That one's a tandy.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was. I mean, the whole store was just.
Well, they weren't that big.
But still.
You were back there by the little electronic parts.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? That hang on the hooks. Those stores weren't huge.
Yeah. But I mean, it was really rough.
Yeah.
When the manager has to open the door, you know it's bad.
If I saw a Radio Shack, I'd have to go in there.
Now, wait. Were you the only two customers in there?
No, we weren't.
Okay.
We weren't. But my brother's the type of guy that could fart in a windstorm and the wind won't blow through it.
Okay.
Jesus Christ.
There you go.
At the break point.
In a Radio Shack. Tell us about the epic fart, 206-803-ROCK.
I don't know why that makes it better. Just because it was a Radio Shack.
If I saw Radio Shack, I'd have to go in.
Oh, I would too, man.
I'd be like, oh, dude, there's a Radio Shack. I just got to see what they got.
To me, Radio Shack was like the kids' version of Sharper Image. You don't need anything in here, but you want everything.
Well, it's also cheaper than the name brand.
Yeah, absolutely.
So you get a stereo, like a Realistic
Tandy.
Or whatever. Tandy. You know,
and it was Radio Shack. They also sold CDs and stuff.
Did they?
The one I grew up with did, yeah. We would go in there all the time. There was a bunch of stuff to
buy. But they would have like a dumb little robot in there. You had no idea what it did. It was just
it looked like a space robot.
Had little lights on it and all that crap.
Yeah, my brother loved that store because that's where his brain was. Yeah. And I'm like, look, I'm excited to be here because my brother can identify what this is supposed to be. So if he said it's a robot, I'm like, that's really cool. I would never help him make it. But when he was done, I would play with his creation for sure.
I would say, yeah, the Radio Shack I used to go to as a kid now is a giant liquor store and bistro.
Jesus Christ.
Giant liquor store and bistro.
Yeah.
That is an odd pairing.
It is, but it was such a big location, and it's still there. You know what I mean? Like, I could picture it like yesterday, right? Yeah. There was a Blockbuster on a corner, Three Brothers Pizza. In the back was just a giant Radio Shack, but it closed down forever. So now it's almost like a Total Wine, that big of a store.
Okay.
It's where I saw, like, our original beer, one of the first times on the East Coast.
Okay, that makes sense.
But in the back, they built this bistro, too, and it was good.
Huh.
It was awesome. It's just, and you wouldn't, you'd have to know, I think it was a Radio Shack. It still has that, like, that square.
That's what kind of cracks me up about some of the places, right? So, like, you know every place that has taken over Pizza Hut, because Pizza Hut has that roof.
There's one by us. On Lake City
there's
Way.
There's a hole. There's a
hole. Diner.
Dude. I know. Exactly.
And I love that diner. The first time I sat in there, I was like, I just asked the waitress. I go, this used to be a Pizza Hut.
Yeah,
right?
Absolutely.
And on X, there is a whole thread. This used to be a Pizza Hut because I used to follow it. There are strip clubs in them, chiropractor offices. And you could just tell by the roof. It's like seeing if they had them out here. I'm not sure they did. But
Howard Johnson?
Well, Holiday Inn had a very distinctive
design.
I've seen those taken over where they just like Joe's Inn now or whatever.
They do.
Arthur Treacher's is the one I was thinking of as far as the light pole sign they used to have, which was a fish and chip shop.
We were in Everett, all right? So we were in Everett, and Miles, we're walking toward Angel of the Winds, right? It's a couple of weeks ago. And we're looking at this building. It has a little parking lot, but it was the light pole thing. And I'm like, dude, that had to be... And Arthur Treacher's, but we're not. Was it a lamp store?
It was actually a lamp store.
And so that's the thing that threw us off. It could have always been a lamp store, but it had that definitive Arthur Treacher's kind of thing out front. So I don't know. But there was a church. I don't remember this in Baltimore, on York Road. It was a former Pizza Hut. They converted it into a church. Next to that was another church that was obviously a former 7-Eleven. But what I liked about this was, because it had a little mini parking lot. Remember 7-Eleven used to put their solo sign up on a big rotating pole?
Yeah.
They took down the 7-Eleven and put up a cross, a neon cross. Yeah. And I'm like, all right, they're making use of what's there.
I do miss when pizza chains, actual pizza chains, had indoor seating.
Yeah.
The pizza was just so much better. It was hot, fresh, you know. There's always a video game in there, too.
Always.
But it was only Pizza Hut.
I mean, there'd be some local ones.
We had one called Pizza Inn, and you could go and eat those.
There was like low, but I was saying Pizza Hut was the only chain I remember. Because like Domino's was always delivery, right? I think Papa John's was always, like, I don't think they ever had restaurants.
Did anyone else use those odd red cups that Pizza Hut used? That's the only place
I've seen those. Sizzler.
Did they use those?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Absolutely.
All right.
If you got a number on your table, you got a red cup.
What size were those?
Were they 22? 20?
I just feel like as a kid, that was like a bonus, was the amount of soda.
They were huge.